simply magnificent in terms of the way that he put his skills together. Fantastic talent.
He has a magic that can just create a thing of beauty.
Skillful, mesmerising, absolutely incredible.
Who do you think they're talking about, Sun Chen?
Sounds like an artist or something.
Well, some people would say that he was an artist, but in fact he was a footballer, the greatest footballer of his generation.
听起来啊，好多人都把他说成是一个艺术家了。其实呢，他是一名足球运动员。不过呀，他可是这个时代最伟大的球员。
I'm Neil. On BBC Learning English today, we'll be hearing all about Zinedine Zidane, the French footballer who retired after the World Cup.
还有我孙晨，我们今天的 BBC Learning English， 我们跟你说的就是本届世界杯后退役的法国球员齐达内。
We'll hear all about his life story, from his early days in France as the son of poor immigrants to winning the World Cup.
我们将一起分享他的人生经历，看看他是怎么样从一个法国的一个很穷的移民家庭，成长成为一名带领法国队赢得世界杯的著名球员。And
we'll hear about a full-length film which has been made about him called Zidane, a 21st century portrait.
我们还要去看一部以齐达内个人经历拍摄的电影，这部影片就叫做《齐达内：一个21世纪的缩影》。Across
China, this is BBC Learning English.
Zidane has to put his head into the chest of the opponent.
Oh, Zidane
has to be sent off if that's BBC. Zidane, on his farewell appearance for France, has to now be sent off in disgrace here in the World Cup final.
We've started at the very end of Zidane's career.
我们刚才听到的是齐达内在足球生涯的最后几分钟在场上得到了现场解说员的评论。Zidane
put his head into the chest of an Italian player. He headbutted his opponent. To headbutt
就是用头撞, to headbutt.
Opponent
对手, opponent.
And he was sent off in disgrace. Disgrace
耻辱, disgrace. 红牌罚下就是 to be sent off.
He was sent off in disgrace for headbutting an opponent in his farewell match, his last game. It was the World Cup final.
要说起来，用这种方式来结束他如此辉煌的职业生涯，是有点惨。我想我们还是从头说说齐达内的成长经历吧。
Zidane was born into a very poor family in the south of France. His parents were immigrants from Algeria. Immigrants.
移民, immigrants. 齐达内的父母呢，都是从阿尔及利亚来法国的穷苦移民。
But his football skills made him the most respected player of his generation. Respected.
受人尊敬的, respected.
Generation.
年代, generation.
He played for two of the best clubs in Europe, Juventus and Real Madrid. His move to Madrid was the most expensive transfer in history. The Spanish side paid £45 million for Zidane.
是啊，当年皇马花了4500万英镑才把齐达内招到皇马旗下，这要是核算成人民币，得差不多7个多亿。
But he was worth the money because he scored the winning goal for Real Madrid in the European Champions League.
Zidane scores!
Zidane also played for France, and his two goals in the 1998 World Cup final helped his country win the tournament. Zidane, or Zizou as he's called by his friends, became a French national hero.
齐达内也有外号，他的外号叫做齐祖。在1998年的世界杯冠亚军决赛上，他一人射进2个进球，成为法国的国家英雄。Let's
hear about his performance from these football fans.
Simply magnificent in terms of the way that he put his skills together. Fantastic talent.
He says Zidane was magnificent.
非常精彩, magnificent.
A fantastic talent.
出色的, fantastic. 天才就是 talent.
He has a magic that can just create a thing of beauty.
He has a magic. He can create a thing of beauty.
齐达内踢起球来啊，就像是变魔术，看他踢球简直就是一种享受。
Skillful, mesmerizing, absolutely incredible.
Skillful, mesmerizing.
技术精湛的, skillful, 让你眼花缭乱的, mesmerizing.
He says Zidane's style of play is absolutely incredible.
简直不可置信, absolutely incredible. 这些用来形容其他队的词啊都非常给劲, 而且都是非常正面的词。 这些词呢都是形容让你绝对难忘的事情。
You're listening to BBC Learning English.
And it's Zinedine Zidane!
Zinedine Zidane is now retired, but in his final season as a Real Madrid player, some artists decided to make a film about him. They called it Zidane, a 21st century portrait.
现在齐达内是已经退役了,但是当他在皇马效力的最后一个赛季的时候,有些人想把他的故事拍成一部电影,这部电影的名字就叫做齐达内21世纪的缩影.
Here's what it's all about.
Shot in real time by 17 different 35mm cameras, all pointing at Zidane, the portrait records every kick, leap and muscle twitch made by the player throughout the entire 90 minutes of a game for his club Real Madrid.
It's in real time.
是实时拍摄的, real time.
17 different cameras recorded him, and only him, during the full 90 minutes of one match.
What do you see?
Just Zidane. You see his every kick, leap, and muscle twitch.
踢就是kick, 跳跃就是leap, 肌肉的抖动就是muscle twitch, 让你整场看到的都是齐达内。
Here's Julian Barnes, a British writer who loves football, France, and films.
There is a succession of visual images of Zinedine Zidane, of him brooding, spitting, sweating, walking a lot, and, lingering shots of his noble head and torso, his boots.
You can see Zidane brooding and spitting.
有焦虑的状态, brooding, 有吐唾沫的时候, spitting.
You see him sweating.
还有出汗的时候, sweating.
He has a noble head and torso.
一个高好的头和躯体, 高贵的, noble, 躯体, torso. So, is the film good?
Well, Julian Barnes thinks it makes you feel as if you are playing in the game.
It gives quite a good sense of being right in the middle of a football game. The confusion of the penalty area, for example, I think is very well conveyed.
He thinks the confusion of the penalty area is well conveyed. Well conveyed.
就是很好地反映出来, well conveyed.
And you find out about how Zidane feels when he's playing.
Zidane says at one point, he says, sometimes when you're playing you don't hear the crowd at all, and you think you can pick out the sound of someone coughing in the crowd. And then, rather fancifully, he said, I even sometimes imagine that I can hear a watch ticking. And you think, maybe this is what it's like in a footballer's head at a certain moment.
He's concentrating so much during the match that he doesn't hear the crowd at all. Sometimes he thinks he can pick out the sound of someone coughing. To pick something out.
就是把什么东西挑出来, to pick something out. 我们再来听一遍。
Zidane says at one point, he says, sometimes when you're playing you don't hear the crowd at all, and you think you can pick out the sound of someone coughing.
Sometimes he even thinks he can hear the sound of someone's watch ticking.
有的时候啊, 他觉得他连别人手上, 手表上, 指针跳动的声音都能听得见。
And then, rather fancifully, he said, I even sometimes imagine that I can hear a watch ticking. And you think, maybe this is what it's like in a footballer's head at a certain moment.
What happens at the end of the film?
Well, towards the end of the match, Zidane becomes involved in an argument with a member of the opposite team and gets sent off.
Ah, just like in the World Cup final.
That's right. People have described him as a flawed genius.
Flawed genius. 有瑕疵的天才.
BBC Learning English. Sport.
think Zidane will be best remembered for? 那其他那到底有什么值得我们纪念的呢？
Well, I think he'll be remembered for lots of things. Hopefully not just his headbutt. For these football fans, Zinedine Zidane will be remembered for his incredible skill.
He would do tricks that you just wouldn't have thought would be possible. He would come up with flicks of the ball, or just the way that he would conceptualise his moves. You would think his football brain was quite amazing.
The tricks that he could do with the ball while he had it at his feet, what the amount of control he had when he was dribbling was absolutely incredible. But he could then also put passes in with pinpoint accuracy to his fellow players.
They talk about the tricks he could do with the ball. Tricks.
秘诀, tricks.
He had an amazing football brain.
你要是说谁谁有一个很好的 football brain, 这就是说这个人对足球比赛有很好的认识，而且还有一个很有策略的想法。
And he had amazing control when he was dribbling.
就是他盘带足球的时候, dribbling.
Here they are again.
He would do tricks that you just wouldn't have thought would be possible. He would come up with flicks of the ball, or just the way that he would conceptualise his moves. You would think his football brain was quite amazing.
The tricks that he could do with the ball while he had it at his feet, what the amount of control he had when he was dribbling was absolutely incredible. But he could then also put passes in with pinpoint accuracy to his fellow players.
He really was a great player, wasn't he?
Yes, just a shame he wasn't English.
Or Chinese.
Well, that's all we have time for today. If you want to learn more, you can go to our website at www.bbcchina.com.cn.
我们的网址是 www.bbcchina.com.cn.
Or if you have a question, please email us at chinaelt@bbc.co.uk. See ya.
Bye.
Across China, this is BBC Learning English.